Downtown Spruce Pine is under a state of emergency, and the downtown area is a crime scene as fire investigators work to solve two fires from the weekend that destroyed two buildings and several businesses.
We've experienced two devastating fires this weekend in downtown Spruce Pine. Early Saturday morning, a fire was discovered in the John Keene building on Oak Avenue. Then later Saturday night, a fire was discovered in Cheapskate's building on Locust Street. Both of these buildings have been totally destroyed. The Keene building housed, I think, four businesses and a church. The Cheapskate building was an antique and thrift store full of merchandise. Both buildings have been destroyed. Fire department did a wonderful job containing the fire because on Lower Street it was contained in the Cheapskate's building. On the Keene building, on either side of that building that was not damaged, we want to commend them. We want to thank all the fire departments from the adjoining counties. We've had firemen in here from all the counties surrounding Spruce Pine, and they've worked long and hard hours, and we appreciate that. Right now, Upper and Lower Street, as we know it, Oak and Locust Avenue, are closed to traffic. We hope this will change within the next day or day and a half. As the investigation into these fires continue, we should be able to narrow down the area that we have confined for investigation and allow people to get back on those streets. But please bear with us. We're doing everything we can. This investigation is being handled by the Spruce Pine Police Department, the North Carolina SBI, and the federal ATF agents have now arrived on the scene and will be bringing a crew in on Monday to do a thorough investigation of this. Hopefully everything will be concluded and we can get back to life as we know it as normal as soon as possible.
Richard Knipe is the Spruce Pine Town Manager.
On Saturday morning at 3 a.m., Spruce Pine Town Council held an emergency meeting to declare a state of emergency in the downtown area and to issue a curfew. This curfew is in effect 24 hours a day. No one is to be on the streets in the area of this. The area right now consists of the intersection of Oak Avenue and Roan Road at the end of the bridge to Oak Avenue and Aldapass Highway or Aldapass Road near Highland Craftsman, and any cross streets, Oak and Locust Avenue, Crystal Street, Link Street, Topaz Street, are all off limits to the general public at this time. This is considered to be a crime scene at this point in time, and we certainly don't want anyone in there that could jeopardize the case.
Spruce Pine Fire Chief David Hughes says the fires resulted in a total loss of Miller Insurance. By the way, they have reopened, at least temporarily, at 7548 Highway 19E next to CarQuest. That's toward Avery County. Also destroyed was Keene Enterprises, Brian Buchanan, attorney at law, and a church. On Lower Street, Cheapskates was destroyed, with several businesses receiving smoke and water damage. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.